They have set a date in which they'd like to have this meeting occur, February 3rd or February 4th. It's just 2 weeks away. That is a voluntary request. The committee has not subpoenaed Ivanka Trump. They're asking her to come in. And I spoke with one of the members of the January 6th House Select Committee, and that member said there's a hope that Ivanka Trump comes in out of a, quote, sense of patriotism. That date is also not coincidental. There's another member of the House committee that told me they'd like to have prime time public hearings for America in February. Things are moving quickly for this committee, but they also have a deadline. They think they've got to finish their work by summer. We know they've interviewed hundreds of people. There's a sense that they've obtained many, many documents. They have at their fingertips an awful lot of information already. They, of course, want more, but they really want to get inside that inner circle, Dimitri. They've subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani and two of the other legal advisors to Donald Trump, Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis. They're trying to talk to the former first daughter. They're trying to get to the most inner of inner rings. They think there's use there. I mean, they want to talk to Ivanka Trump about what she heard in the Oval Office on her side of things the morning of January 6th. There are things they still need to know, but it's clear there are many things they already know.
Tell us about a massive Oath Keepers case hearing that's coming up on Monday.
At this point, the top line defendant so far is a man named Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, one of 11 defendants now charged with seditious conspiracy, with that provocative and particularly high level charge. Stuart Rhodes appears at the federal courthouse in Plano, Texas, Monday afternoon to seek release from jail until trial. One of his co-defendants appeared earlier in the week and was ordered to stay in jail until trial. In fact, his co-defendant is being transferred here to Washington, D.C. What's the federal prosecutor going to say in the case of Stuart Rhodes to compel or argue for a judge to keep Rhodes behind bars? That's going to be very telling. It could be illustrative of what the prosecutors have on Stuart Rhodes. What's their case? What are they saying he did beyond what they've said already? And what they've said already is pretty interesting. Among the things Rhodes stands accused of, it's organizing a group of a quick reaction force, a group that would stage and store firearms across the river in Virginia that would be ready for part of the mob if Donald Trump had invoked the Insurrection Act. This is a high level, perhaps the highest level accusation against any January 6th defendant so far.
You are keeping your eyes on so many things, among them the growing numbers of January 6th defendants in D.C. jail right now.
As of the end of this week, there are at least 38 of the January 6th defendants in pretrial detention in the Washington, D.C. jail, with one more having been ordered transferred here earlier in the week. It's a long time behind bars for some of these defendants, nearly a full year, if not a full year. And the trial dates are not certain just yet. The trial dates are murky. Some have been scheduled, but the D.C. federal court is just clogged with cases, including January 6th cases, dealing with a backlog because of COVID. And under restrictions because of COVID, not able to convene big juries or many juries, not able to bring staff in great number. So there may be another long wait ahead for those who are in the D.C. jail awaiting their day in court.